The Chicago Cubs forced a winner-take-all Game 5 in the National League Divisional Series, blanking the Brewers 6-0 at Wrigley last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. It started in the first with two outs and two on for Ian Happ.
Happ with a drive, right field, way back there, gone! More first-inning fireworks! Ian Happ takes Freddy Peralta deep for the second time in the series, and the Cubs lead 3-0.
That highlight courtesy of TBS, Michael Busch and Kyle Tucker also homered to lead the Cubs, who even that series at 2-2. Brewers managed just 3 hits and went 0-4 with runners in scoring position. Game 5, Saturday night at AmFam Field. Winner gets a National League Championship Series date with the Dodgers, who knocked off the Phillies 2-1 in 11 innings, winning that series 3-1. Giants shocked the Eagles 34-17. In Week 6 NFL action from MetLife Stadium, rookies Jackson Dart and Cam Scadabo combined for 5 touchdowns through the air and on the ground. The Giants now 2-4. The Eagles dropped to 4-2. Packers kicker Brandon McManus left practice on Wednesday with a quad injury. He didn't practice yesterday.
I was kicking, warming up. I had kickoffs earlier in the day, and then I was warming up for field goals. I kind of felt a tug against my quad. I gave it a couple minutes, tried again, and I just shut it down for the day. I didn't want to make it worse.
Packers hoping he'll be able to get some kicks in today and play on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks won their second straight exhibition, knocking off Detroit 117-111. A.J. Green led the way with 22. Hockey Badgers blanked the U18 U.S. team 6-0 at the Kohl Center last night. Top-ranked Badger women hosting WCHA rival Minnesota Duluth in the first of a 2-game series at LeBron Arena tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.